alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! I'm a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life. And I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct, and I would say, you know, love everybody except, I'd say, screw that Joey Behar bitch. Everybody.
Oh, my.
Love everybody.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that.
I mean, lady.
Fox News spending a lot of time apologizing. They're just constantly having, all right, Kid Rock.
Didn't mean that one either.
Stop that, Kid Rock. Stay classy, Detroit. Oh, speaking of Detroit, look at how this kind of works
segue.
Out. Yeah. Actually, he's not from Detroit, is he? This Kid Rock. No. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah,
he's from Michigan, isn't he? Right, but we're Detroit.
Is from Detroit? I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't
let's
really
go
matter.
With that.
Let's go with what we know at the moment. The Carnival Wagon is out, and it's time for all of us to get along. There are two things that America can agree on without fear of reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza and beer, right?
Sure.
I mean, those are the two things that we can definitely agree on.
Very few people complain.
And so the Carnival Wagon is that. It's Benny and the Jets. We've got Benny's here with beer and a cocktail for the holidays that the Wine Whisperers put together for us. And most importantly, Jets pizza. We were talking about this just a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's very hard, David Filato, which, by the way, Mr. Filato, that's a name that is very well known in the Chicago radio industry. So, and you're part of that,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's your little brother. Gin,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my
cool.
God. No, that's interesting.
Mark Grace and back in the day with Ronnie Sano.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh,
yep.
Neat.
Dan Filato, the great Dan Filato,
it's a
Hall of Famer right there.
He is.
Yeah. So, how you ended up with this, and you, Vito Sorrentino, the Jets pizza started. It's Detroit, right?
Right.
Yeah, Detroit style pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it started in Michigan.
Michigan, yeah. Yeah. Sterling Heights, Michigan.
So what makes it Detroit style? What's the defining factor there?
You know, it's really good. It's made fresh every day. It's a thick, crunchy, caramelized crust, buttery.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
crust
good.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then again, it's made every single day fresh. So you know, it's what separates us from Chicago style pizza. It's not layered. It's not not like a lasagna style pizza.
And it's square. Is
yeah,
that
it's a square.
Also
it's a pan pizza. Yeah, from what I know, it's a Michigan based
it's
situation.
Detroit
style. It's
yeah.
Delicious.
Hey, and here's the thing. I mean, that's a big deal to come into Chicago
yeah,
as a pizza
tough.
Guy to come in from out of town.
Yeah.
It's not easy. People don't like it. And then what happened, here's why I know it was working. Because the people would whisper about it. Where do you want to order from? And they would go, oh, you know, we could order from, and they would name all their neighborhood places. Because, you know, well, let's pick up from Jets. And then when you hear somebody saying that here in Chicago, but they would say, no, don't tell nobody. Don't tell the neighbors. They were sneaking around. They were covering the box when they were taking it in, or they put it out. And then people go, hey, what is this? Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Because it's great. You guys are doing
Chicago's
really,
a tough market for pizza, that's
oh,
for
I
sure.
Bet.
But
yeah.
Coming out here with what we got, it works out really well. We do
yeah.
good.
So that was
you can compete for
congratulations
sure.
Congratulations on that. So, in the spirit of giving back, Jets Pizza has partnered with Catholic Charities, the Archdiocese of Chicago, during the holiday season to offer a free, small, one-topping Detroit-style pizza to each customer that brings in an unused, unwrapped toy to one of their participating locations. In conjunction with this promotion, Lyft will be offering complimentary pickup and delivery of the toys to Catholic Charities. How about that? You got everybody kind of working on this. So it's a free small pizza. It's available in-store orders only Monday, November 26th, that's last Monday, to Sunday, December 9th.
Right.
Yes.
So it's
yeah.
going on right now until
yeah.
the 9th.
Goal right. is to break 10,000 toys. I think we're going to get there, too.
Yeah,
We're getting some good traction.
Catholic Charity's 71st Annual Celebration of Giving Toy Drive provides gifts to more than 25,000 kids, like you just mentioned, and families who would be otherwise without anything to open this Christmas. So that's
oh,
really
great.
Cool. That's a very, very nice thing to
it
do.
It is. What all a nice right. way to give.
And you brought the pizza along with you. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
You know,
you guys are awesome.
Real nice. And now to the beer component. The Wine Whisperer, though she is not, she's leading. She's brought a one of her partners in crime to explain to us, Pat Brophy, who's been here before. And you can explain the beer, and you can explain the drink here. Can I start with the cocktail? Because you made something that would be good for, like, holiday parties. They're starting this weekend. People are throwing their parties
it's
for people.
It's kind of been started, I think, you know. But we're just happy to join on that train and keep it going, keep it rolling. So it's Rudolph's Christmas cocktail. You can see it's covered with a lovely cranberry garnish. So that sort of gave us the idea of the name Rudolph with that lovely red nose. Red. So it's the base here is a healthy amount of our Buffalo Trace small batch bourbon that Pat Brophy himself had a hand in selecting those barrels for this.
I thought you made it yourself.
Oh, no, I'm not that talented. Come on.
Nice job, though, Pat. It's delicious.
Yeah, we pick about 25 of our own barrels, batch together three times a year. We'll taste through, you know, anywhere between 50 and 70 barrels, and we're looking for kind of classic Buffalo Trace notes of cherry, toffee, vanilla, and a little bit of like a baking spice, anise type of pepperiness to it. And that's kind of what we picture when we think that classic Buffalo Trace profile. And we're looking for something with
that's
a little more body.
That's what you think about when you think about Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, that's what, when you're thinking of the holidays, that's perfect, right?
Yeah, and it makes, I mean, bourbon itself with those baking spice characters and a bit of that kind of like brighter cherry note to it, perfect for a lot of Christmas drinks.
Okay, then what else is in this thing?
So, cranberry juice, not cocktail, right? We've got a little bit of simple syrup in here to round it out, and some Grand Marnier for a little bit of lift and citrus to it. Then I've put a rosemary sprig in there to make it a little bit more festive.
How did you do the cranberries? Did you roll them in sugar?
I did.
Have little snow.
Yes, I did. I rolled them in
like
sugar.
Beautiful snowflakes.
Super simple
on them.
To make, super easy. Easy to batch for large parties. It's a great, great cocktail.
It's delicious.
Where am I going to find this recipe? Because it's too complicated now.
We've got it on our blog.
After 3 minutes of description, I don't think I can keep up with it.
Oh, come on. This is a simple one.
Yes. Listen, as the Whisperer knows, Simple Syrup was my rap name in the 1990s.
I'd love to hear some of that music.
I was in NWA. I didn't last very long in NWA, but I was still there. So your blog at WGNRadio.com or which blog?
I believe we'll feature them at both. Right now, they're on the Benny's blog.
Okay.
All the recipes there.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you very much. All right. Now you brought beer, too. Now, let's talk about pairing with pizza. Can we talk about that for a second? If you were to pair, this may not be the beers that we have in front of us here, but if you were to pair with pizza, what would you pair?
Pretty straightforward. You want something that's going to kind of scrub your tongue after each bite. You need something a little lighter, a little higher level of carbonation. You're looking for something like a golden ale, a blonde ale, India pale ale, very popular pale ale. Something just hoppy, light, refreshing, easy drinking. Yeah. Gets that kind of heavier cheese and oil, you know, fattiness from the sausage, pepperoni, whatever.
Maybe like a Michelob Ultra.
You know, if you're interested in drinking beer and not tasting beer, yeah.
I love that one.
Got Miller Lite.
Natty Light.
What about a Corona?
Natty Light. Wait, who said Natty Light? Who
was me.
It? Was it Natty Light? All right. Yeah, you took me right back to college right there. You know, but if you really wanted to up the game, is Busch Light. If you really wanted to spend some real money.
That's what I started on. Good old days.
Yeah, that's how that goes. Well, it's interesting because that you see, obviously, is it, you know, Bud Light is trying to fight that in all their advertising, right? That's the whole thing, is that, you know, forget about it, all these people who are, they're saying people are pretentious, but beer is better than it has ever been in America right now.
Without
a
doubt.
You have a choice on anything you want to do. See, now that's a nice thing. People, and it competes with wine. Which is really good. Like Binnie's, you walk into the Binnie's, the Marcy Street, the mothership over there.
Yeah.
That it's like a Home Depot for liquor. Because when you get in it, you get disoriented immediately. And you're like, you can't see to the end of the store. Right? You walk into a Walgreens, you can see to the end of a store, right? You walk into the Binnie's and you're like, the curvature of the earth happens before you actually get to the other side of it.
It goes on forever.
And it used to be just, you know, all wine and liquor. Some liquor and some beer. Right? Now it's like, it's still all the same wine, but tons of beer, which is insane.
It's a, like, huge category for us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, and the beer's being made like across the street in something that used to be a garage, and now they're making a beer, and it's like the best beer in the world.
Maybe
how does that
work? Direct pipeline, right in.
It's accessible. Yeah. I mean, it's reasonably priced. You know, you can get a world-class beer for $10. Good luck getting a world-class wine for, you know, that kind of a price.
Hey,
there's,
hey,
there's
hey.
Great wines for $10. Don't
Kristen can find them for you. That's
right.
What I've
yes.
learned.
If
I
anyone
think
can,
you I've been burned many a time by trying to buy the $10 bottle, but Kristen can steer you right at Binny's, and we've done it before, and it's they're amazing.
So
appreciate
if you had a last meal beer, what would it be?
Oh, geez. Probably something rich, barrel-aged. Very strong.
Something not $10. Guarantee you that.
Yeah. Like a
yeah, some high some alcohol content. Because you're going to die in a few minutes, so you want to feel better about it. It's the best way to do that. If you had a last meal Jets pizza, what would be on it?
Ooh, Eugene Supreme.
Eugene Supreme's probably my favorite one on the.
On okay,
the
what menu. Goes on there?
It sounds like everything on
onion,
it.
Onion, green pepper, mild pepper, sausage, and. I like spicy, so I put Cajun on it, and sometimes I'll throw jalapenos on there, but it's definitely...
Oh, listen, if you're going, there's no better way. You might as well spice it up.
So if you're going to put spices on there, I would go there out. That's what I do. But the Eugene Supreme is my favorite on the menu. There's so many, though.
Turbo
super
crust.
Special. Yeah, oh yeah. Always have to add the turbo crust.
And what happens with the turbo crust?
It's butter, garlic, and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, that's why I love
cheese
it.
Over the crust. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Cardiac arrest crust,
I think. It's so good.
And some ranch.
Anything on that Jets crust is going to be good. I mean, the crust is so great.
Just you guys are still expanding too, right? I mean,
very much so. Yes.
How many stores? How many different locations?
400 locations right now.
Yeah,
around the country.
Yeah, around the country.
Not
24
just
in Chicago or in Illinois. There's 24. And how many in Chicago?
It's 24 in Chicago.
Oh, in Chicago,
in Illinois. Illinois.
Never mind. In Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let the downstate find out about this.
No.
Expanding.
They're
going to
start
expanding.
They could actually use it downstate because it is very hard. The one thing about Jets that I really appreciate is when. When I went away to college in Ohio, there was no good pizza in Ohio. And I, was coming from Chicago. How are you going to do that? Possibly, that just didn't seem, it was remarkable to me that that was the case. But Jets, if you find Jets anywhere, you know you're going to get that, high quality.
Absolutely.
Item. Yeah. It's not like the other, sort of, bigger names in national pizza, which, I'm sure
they do the job.
They can do the job. Some of them do the job better than others. But since they're all advertisers, I'm not going to say which one did what.
Sure, let's not do that.
But this
is delicious. We can say that.
All right, Carnival Wagon is rolling. It's Binny and the Jets. Stay right here. First, let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Chicago's winter parking ban about to take effect.
Should mention, Judy's got the news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in about 5 minutes or so, maybe 6 minutes, maybe 7 minutes.
And then the Bears, they've won 5 in a row, so Hall of Famer Dan Hampton joins the Steve Cochran Show Monday morning at 7:10 to break down the Bears-Giants game.
And a major show announcement coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
After 6
o'clock.
This
is big.
Yeah. It's kind of a big deal.
It is.
And we're drinking heavily now on the Carnival Wagon.
Which is good. That'll help.
Not that unusual for a Friday here, but we are doing it in advance of this announcement because it's kind of a bittersweet announcement.
It is. No
question. Sort of sad.
But sort of happy.
Yeah,
sort of.
We'll find out. We'll find out how it's taken. When it's actually announced, coming up after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. It's Binny and the Jets are here. Jets Pizza has brought the food in for the Carnival Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And as great as you could possibly imagine. Gentlemen, congratulations on this because you're coming in here from Detroit. You're how many stores around the country now?
400
stores.
Crazy.
Around the country. That's a big thing. And generally, that sort of corporate pizza that comes into Chicago gets punched in the nose. Not you guys. You punched right back because it's a really good product.
Yeah, we're here to stay. It's nice. We love Chicago.
The first weekend that we opened the store, I took my wife to the Blackhawks game, and the whole stadium was cheering, "Detroit sucks."
You're like, welcome to Chicago.
This is going
to
go over.
Coming from Detroit.
You're starting a pizza place here?
It's
what are you doing?
It's kind of a cousin thing, though, right? I mean, it's
very
like...
Very much so. It's a rivalry.
Yeah.
It's a nice little... A lot of people that are in Chicago are from Detroit.
Right. Tigers versus the Sox, the Bears, Lions. I mean, it's been a really good rivalry between the two. Pistons, Bulls.
Oh, Pistons, Bulls, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now Binny's is here, and Binny's brought the beer. You brought two different types of beer in here that are for the holidays?
Yeah, we brought the classic holiday beer, Great Lakes Christmas Ale. This is actually out of Cleveland, Ohio. Great Lakes is one of the old guard brewers in the craft brewing scene. They've been around since 1988.
Right.
Christmas Ale is a winter warmer style of beer, which just means it's just a strong beer that's usually spiced. And so this one specifically is brewed with honey, ginger, and some baking spices, notably cinnamon. And it's just strong, malty, just delicious Christmas in a bottle type of beer.
It really is. It tastes like Christmas.
Yes. I'm going to drink the entire bottle now before the beginning.
Why not, bro? Before six. It'll help you get through the 6 o'clock.
And then you've got kind of the opposite here too, right?
Yeah, I actually have a very special beer. This is a collaboration that we at Binney's brewed with our friends at the Firestone Walker Brewery in the Central Coast of California. This is a sour beer as an Illinois and California collaboration. It's brewed with pawpaw fruit and also some wine grapes, notably Sauvignon Blanc and Viognier.
Oh.
And so as a sour beer, it is slightly tart, but it's really good for certain food pairings like, you know, hard aged cheeses.
Yeah, it's like a wine.
Cured meats.
Firestone's the wine people, right?
Yeah, same family, yeah.
Wow. That's really good. So I'd say beer and wine are kind of merging. Next thing you know...
It's strange. I mean, isn't it because you have the oak barrels? Are there beers done in oak barrels?
This beer was fermented in oak barrels with a mixed culture of yeast and actually a bacteria too called lactobacillus.
I think I'm becoming non-binary about beer and wine, and I don't know what to do about it.
What's weird is I really don't understand a lot about beer, but that tastes so good. It's just remarkable.
All right, guys, thank you so much for being here, Jets and Binney's.
Thank you.
Don't forget to bring the toys
to Jets and get a small pizza in exchange. Check Jets' website to find out about that.